This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Now, man, Jason Jones. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man? I don't know why Kenny got that hat on, man. We just beat them last week twice. Why are we doing this?
I ain't not worried about these Dodgers, man. I'm just focused on me, man. I'm not worried about these Dodgers.
You're obsessed with our Dodgers. What are you talking about?
I'm just focused on me.
Us? Yeah, I got you. I understand. I do the hat fashion thing too. It's all good. You know, there's only one hat I refuse to add to my collection.
I don't see you with a lot of hats. Like a lot of different type of hats. Like what?
I got a bunch of them.
But, What's the two hats you won't wear?
Phillies and Giants.
Okay. No, never mind.
I'd probably throw in the Cincinnati Reds too. I just don't do red.
Yeah, all right, man. How about that? Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, Phillies. You can't wear no Phillies.
I would not go home in the Phillies hat.
Phillies hat. I was about to ask, what did the Phillies do to you? No, my bad. Yeah. My bad. No disrespect.
Yeah. I had a high school teammate back in the day who, if you rode the bus from Poly all the way to the north side of Tickey to Compton, and he had his last name was Porter, so he always wore a Phillies hat. And he was like, I rolled the 61, you know, down the north side, and they kept looking at me funny. Yeah, and he was like a tall white dude at that. It wasn't like he was banging, but he was like, we were like, yeah, my man, never wear that hat there again, ever. He wasn't even a Phillies fan. That was just his last name, so yeah.
Yeah, I got that talk.
Are you moved at all by baseball in Sacramento?
Not. I wouldn't say moved. I mean, not by those ticket prices. I mean, if I can get a ticket and go, you know, catch the Dodgers or something like that, if I happen to be free and I can go watch, a big name team like the Yankees in town, I'll watch, but it's not like I'm gonna go out of my way to do it. It's just, it doesn't feel like a Sacramento team. If it makes sense. It just kind of feels like an extended, like, exhibition stay, you know, like they'll be here, but are they really going to be, I don't know. No, it still feels weird when I drove by there last week and I'm like, the A's are really going to play there.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels weird. And then driving up 80 and seeing the sign, I'm like, man, that's just, you know, just because I can't think of the last time we saw a team that was trying to relocate, get another city for like like rent a city until they can move.
Yeah, I never we've never seen that. You know what I'm saying? And then
I don't think we've ever seen a relocation go this bad.
No, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is I mean, and then when I don't know if how accurate, but I saw a thing online where it was like the average ticket price. It was like the A's were either like first or second.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's insane. But I figured that would happen since they're playing at the Rivercat Stadium. It's not like they can't add 30,000 seats.
Right. It's one of those things with the A's where I know in recent times, like in the last month or so, they tried to do a lot with like Las Vegas and, you know, they have a patch on the shoulder and they did a press conference, all this other stuff. And I said to myself, I said, the more they try to convince me they're going to Las Vegas, the less I believe them.
Mm.
Seems like they're doing a lot to be like, no, we're still going. We're on our way. All right. Who are you trying to convince? Me or you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if me and my girl move into Vegas and she tells me she going to stay with her home girl in SAC for a couple of years and, you know, just wait, we'll be going to eventually get there. I'm going to go ahead and move on with my life.
That's a wild way of putting it. Like I don't know if anyone's ever put it like that before, but damn.
Like, we moving. Hold up a second. Before I get to you, I'm going to stay out this way for a little bit. Don't worry. I'll still post you. You know, we good. But I'm just like, it just feels weird. Like, you're in Sacramento with like a Sacramento patch, a Vegas patch. It's like, this is just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
I agree. I mean, I can't wait to see him out here, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably different for us because, like, we're here, we're in it, and it's like it's you know, we don't travel as much as you do. You live a little bit further out than we do.
Yeah, and I'm like, actually closer to Oakland, so
yeah, so like
I get a whole different vibe out here. I mean, I went to the Ricky Henderson Memorial Service. They mentioned Fisher's name, and they started booing at the memorial.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I mean, and then Ronnell Brooks Moon was the MC. She was like, no, not today. We're not going to do this today.
Fans were like, you want to bet?
They're like, oh, what? They were thanking the Fisher family for their, you know, support. This boo. I'm like, man, they can't even honor Ricky. But it's just And then just when I got a lot of friends who live in Oakland, I go to Oakland, and it just feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for me not to call them the Oakland A's, and I don't care what they say in a press release. You know, what are they still pulling the they're just the Athletics thing?
Yeah.
Whatever.
We're calling them Sacramento A's. I don't care what they want.
Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Like Richard Pryor would have said. Like, you play in Sacramento, you have a Sacramento patch. We're not the Sacramento A's. We're just the A's.
All right, Sacramento A's. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like on Friday when you catch your woman in the house and, you know, oh, we was just praying. No, you weren't.
Whoa. What?
Remember Miss Parker?
When you said Friday, I was like, hey.
Yeah. He's like, damn.
I was like, your woman would never. That's a lovely young lady. What?
He's like, damn, Jay, you had a hell of a weekend.
I'm like, Jay, hey. Hey, look. Hey. Jay, if you need to let it out, man, go ahead. But whoo.
Like, I came
on. Lord.
I ain't heard that. We just praying. All right.
I met Miss Parker back in the day. That was a fun experience. That was cool.
Miss Parker.
I met her niece, I think. It wasn't her daughter. But yeah. My cousin was
LA folks will know this spot. I was at Maverick Flats.
Okay.
Yeah. Like old school LA people. I was at a party. And they were like, they go, Miss Parker. I might have had maybe one, two, maybe three beverages in me.
Oh.
So I had to go over there and ask her the question from the movie.
Okay.
How did that go?
Yeah.
She just laughed and said she gets asked that all the time. I'm like, I'm halfway serious.
What's that?
But hey.
I'm halfway serious unless you're down, then I'm all the way serious. Yeah,
unless you're gonna do it.
I'm only joking if you're serious, you know.
What is Jason Jones' beverage of choice? I've been seeing you posting some videos recently. What's the go to?
I've been on this scotch thing lately.
Okay.
But I mean, I kind of just, it's like a mood thing. Like sometimes, you know, the one thing I really don't do a lot of is gin.
Okay. Yeah.
Gin, vodka, because that's, I'm just not, you know, but pretty much any bourbon, cognac, whiskey,
dark alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a brown liquor drinker.
Okay. All right.
And that just sounded really terrible when I heard it out loud in my head. I'm sorry.
No, it is nice.
Well, I'm a sick person, so, you know, that's probably why it sounded weird to me. But
that's all right.
You can see today's going great. You know, we've.
Look, I don't have no preference with alcohol. You know, we only thing I ask for is nothing with coconut. That's it.
No, that's a fair.
Yeah, they don't. They do not make coconut bourbon. They don't make coconut.
Well, no,
whiskey.
Not that. But then, you know, when they try to flavor it, you know, like Crown Apple, Crown, like because Ciroc used to have coconut.
People talk like that. Crown Apple though is fire.
No, it is. The only thing that might be better is the peach. I don't know which one's better.
There's a Crown Peach.
Yeah, the Crown Peach. Yeah,
they are both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fire.
They got Crown Blackberry. Yeah. There's only one Crown they made a while back that was just absolutely horrible. It was like Crown Honey. Tastes just like Robitussin.
Oh,
that's not okay.
Well, that was like Ciroc made like some blackberry something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
They kept pushing the limit. That's where I got coconut from, because they had a coconut Ciroc, and then they...
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah.
They had a peach. The peach was bomb. They had the berry. They kept pushing the limits, and I guess they went too far with the one you're talking
who
about.
Who drinks coconut Ciroc? Was it Kendrick? Coconut Ciroc. It's in a song.
Jay-Z mentioned it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Was it Jay-Z?
I don't remember. The line is in my head. I feel like it's coconut, but I don't know what song it is.
Yeah.
It's going to bug the crap out of me, too. I'm lost. Y'all got 30 minutes to yourselves, because this is...
You got to look this up now, because now I want to know, too. Because I know what you're talking about. I know Jay mentioned it when he said he wasn't going to drink something else as long as Puff had Ciroc. But that line didn't age well, but you know.
Yeah. Gucci Mane?
I'm not singing a Gucci Mane song. There's no way I'm singing
this song. The song is called Coconut Ciroc.
No, that's not the line. I'm thinking of a specific line in a song. Look, everybody stop what you're doing and figure out what song I'm thinking of.
Is it Lil Wayne? Yeah, it's probably Lil Wayne.
Can you give me the line?
Let's see.
Or what song is it?
I how don't know the song.
It's in How to Hate. I found it.
I'm going through. Oh, well, I can't say that. Well, damn. Coconut.
How to Hate. Coconut. Carter 4.
Yeah.
There's Carter 4.
I don't think that's what
I don't think that's what
either.
I'm talking about either.
Well, that's one of them. I mean, we're gonna keep on. We're gonna figure this one out.
I hate my life. I hate this so much. Forget it, man. Talk about something else. Will you ask him a question while I figure this out?
Yeah, we've completely gone off the rails.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, we didn't talk about it at length last week because it was so busy. But now we got a second appearance by John Cena as a heel. Your whole thoughts on this? I don't like it. I'll tell you where I'm at. I don't like it because I don't like the premise of him being mad at the fans because they've cheered him for the last 5 years. This would have worked 7 years ago, but I don't like it now. But I think I'm in the minority because everybody seems to like it.
I just think it's hilarious. It's like he's like the get off my lawn man all of a sudden. I find it more funny. I wish he would have brought back the Thugonomics song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have made it, you know, like the whole rant about I gave you a spinner belt and you guys hated me for it, and you know, so I'm gonna take the real one and I'm gonna retire with it so you can never say Ric Flair again. I'm like, yeah, it's like a bitter old man, you know.
He's got to win, right?
I almost think he has to.
Kendrick Lamar is Michael Jordan. The song Michael Jordan with Schoolboy Q. That's the song that's in my head.
Okay.
Give me a tall glass, coconut Ciroc. Please no soda pop. That's the song.
Okay.
We did it. You're welcome, America. Man.
Thanks for coming, everyone. We can go ahead and log off.
Yes. Now, back to the important matters like WrestleMania. John's got to win, right?
I think he has to. I think you can't tell the redemption story, the whole story arc, on his way out the business if he loses.
Right, because he's got to go babyface at the end.
If he loses, what's next?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Wait. Hold on. You just said something. If he's gonna win and then go babyface
at the end when it's over.
At the end,
like when he's done, whenever. He's got to go back.
But how does that happen? Like, does that happen in the match that he loses?
Not WrestleMania. I don't know. I don't know. Tell a story. As long as it ends with him giving the FU to The Rock, I'm fine. Or the attitude adjustment, whatever that move is called.
Yeah, I think he has to win, and then you have him drop the belt by Royal Rumble, by November, a little later than, and then that's how you start the story where he goes out, by taking out whatever his last event is, if it's against The Rock or something. And that would end that story too. Remember the Rock Cena thing from years ago. So you can tie a little bow on that. He goes out as a good guy, He can start visiting kids again. It'll all be, life will be grand.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, like I said, Jesse talked about it earlier. I'm just still bothered by the angle that he took. I guess I got to get over it, but.
Who wins the Punk Roman Rollins match?
As weird as it sounds, I don't know if I even care. It just feels weird that those three are in one match and not a title is involved.
It feels like they didn't know what to do with any of them.
Yeah, just kind of like, hey, we don't know what to do with you guys. Hey, let's put you all together now.
And that's the match. To me, it gives it like that closes night one. That's the last match of night one.
Yeah.
Those are the three of the top five biggest stars in the company. They're closing night one.
Yeah, and I mean, there's all those backstories with from the Shield and all. There's a bunch of stories. It just kind of feels like they realized around November, December, we don't really have a plan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Plan for these three. Let's put them all together.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Let's just throw this all together and see what happens.
And I say, I say, it's probably the opener, which is fine. But
that can't be the opener.
No. What I'm about to say is the opener. Oh. They got to have the yeet moment. That's not in the middle.
Yeah.
That's not in the middle anywhere. That's either the very first match on either day or the last match. Which I agree with you. I don't think it'll be the last match. But you can make that triple threat because there's nothing going on. You can make that an opener.
You know what? Nah, you can't have that. You know why I think it's the closer? It gives Punk his closing night at Mania, his closing moment at Mania, which has always been a big deal for him. You know what could tell us a story, though? If that moment with Jay happens night two instead of night one, that could tip their hand that Cena wins night two. Because you want fans to have like that moment, and they ain't gonna get it at the end.
That's a good point.
Yeah, when I was in Mania in LA when Roman beat Cody, that whole SoFi was like, it was just like, everyone's like, what?
That was the right call. I'll say that to this day. That was the right call.
But it was just crazy being in there because. Going into that night, I'm like, I don't know how over Cody is to put the belt on him.
Well, I think they could. I'm glad they didn't, because so much good came out of the next year. But if Cody hadn't gotten hurt, they could have done it. It could have been that night, but he lost like 6 months. Like he came back at the Royal Rumble. Like you had a 3 month build to that match with Roman. That's not enough of a build to end a guy's run who had been the champion for 4 years or whatever it was at the time, 3 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did the right thing, I thought, with that one, too. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting build-up. I think I like the fact that they're, I was wondering, how can you make this Jay story interesting with Gunther? I'm like, because I'm like the underdog thing. But now that you're you start missing all these bots, like you can't even wrestle right now. You're falling down. I'm like, my first clue they were going, I was like, I think he slipped on purpose. Like, I'm like, yeah, he fell on purpose yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, this is going to be, and even he can't even talk right. He's like, I'm 3-0 against him.
Right.
You're 0-3.
Right. Yeah. They're like, trying to incorporate that into the storyline. And like, is he really messing up or is he really like, flustered?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's going to be a fun, month or so, whatever they do to get us to Mania.
You going to Sacramento? Go home show?
That's the plan. I've got to debate, do I want to keep my kids, drag the kids because they're going to want to eat food and stuff, and I'm trying to be cheap.
Punk-ass like, kids need to eat. Who said these kids like, hey, need to eat?
I made dinner. I'll be right back. Where are you going? Don't worry about it. Dad, did you see Monday Night Raw? I sure did.
Jason left some mac and cheese and hot dogs on the stove. Go ahead, guys.
I cut up the hot dogs and mix it in with it. Like, here you guys go.
That's terrible. Funny, but terrible.
But I'll get a good seat and get caught on TV. My kids want to fight me. Like, we saw you on TV. Wasn't me. No. That was the dude from the Undertaker match, son. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was you, Dad. You have the same clothes on. Like,
get into it with Cena on the way down the aisle.
Oh, man. Wrestling's fun.
Love it. Yeah. The NBA used to be fun too.
We need some fun these days.
NBA used to be fun. No, it's not anymore.
It's still fun some days. It's still fun some days.
Speak for yourself.
Some days it's I mean.
Hell, your team's lost 3 in a row. It shouldn't be fun for you either.
Well, they lost but I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I know they're 3-7 in their last 10. A bunch of those came and they had like at least 5 of those games, they only used half the team. Mm-hmm. So I'm not flustered. Like, oh my God, they got it. I'm like, they're still in the top 4, top 5. You know, you get a couple on this road trip. Figures, whenever if you're going to get them, you want to play them right when LeBron and everyone comes back. That's the perfect time to get a team when they're reincorporating the guys. So I'm not too worried about them. I think. They've had I watched the Bulls games and I turned it off because they were going to let Kobe White be Kobe and Jordan again. Like, there's just some guys.
He does that a lot, though.
He's a pretty good boy.
Yeah. There's just some guys who torment your team. And, like, Kobe White, for whatever reason, when he sees the Lakers, like, he has a vendetta and just, like, goes off every time he plays them.
It sounds like he does that to a couple. We feel that here. Yeah, feel that way in Sacramento, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't like California. I mean,
maybe not.
Could be that.
Maybe he's just good.
That too. But hey, what fun is it to be rational? Let's create some story. And just because things have been so crazy in Sacramento, they'll like win by 15 tonight.
Don't hold your breath.
Okay. Last time I said that they actually did. Yeah. I'm like, they're going to win. I visited the Cleveland game briefly and they won, so maybe I should like run up there and maybe I'll be good luck for once.
Hurry up then.
I'm not sitting in traffic for that.
Hey, you've been around a number of different teams, NBA and NFL. Is there, have you experienced it often where the players on the team, they're trying to get to the playoffs or something like that, and they just can't get right. It's not that they don't want to. It's not that the effort isn't there, but there's just something, whether it's, some drama or they just can't get on the same page. Is that something that happens commonly in sports, or do you think it is something as simple as they don't care or they want to be gone, Cancun, all this other stuff?
No, sometimes you honestly just can't figure it out. I mean, sometimes you honestly – it's not that you don't care. I mean, I've seen teams who don't care. And like when I watch Sacramento, I just think they can't. It's just, I think it's almost like the pendulum from 2023 has swung completely the other way. All those games De'Aaron won in the fourth quarter, you're not winning those games, some of those games anymore. You've had the roster turnover. You know, you have a game where, you know, maybe you miss Malik to what illness. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have type of just – it's like they – like, you know, you outside of that stretch right after, you know, Doug took over, they've just kind of been start and stop all year. You know, yeah. Two steps forward, two steps – it's kind of, and now, what are they, like a half game above 11?
Yeah.
Or something crazy?
Yeah.
Which two, three weeks ago, I'd have been like, oh, they're going to be like 7 or 8. And now, you know, against probably, depending on what you read, against the wishes of the Mavs, Anthony Davis wants to play. So he might be able to get them, keep them at 10. And then if Phoenix decides they want to play, maybe they'll banish Bradley Beal or whatever they want to do. I mean, it's no longer, you know, they're going to have to, the Kings are going to have to beat some people. They're not going to, right. You know, this is not going to fall to them. And this is where you get to that point of view. You look at all those bad games you lose. You lose that Detroit game on a 4-point play. You know, all that stuff starts, you start to say, man, a game here, a game there with a whole different situation.
It's, we have started to wonder, I mean, because they, you know, you got roughed up by Boston last night. You got Oklahoma City tonight. Starting to wonder, are these guys hitting like a breaking point? And, you know, I don't know how many of them have a true investment into Sacramento or even the Sacramento Kings franchise. And, like, are they going to hit a point where you get beat up by OKC tonight? Like, do you start to check out a little bit in the final 10 games of the season just trying to get to the end and whatever happens, happens?
I mean, you're probably going to have some of it because of this human nature. If you look at your schedule and go, we got to beat this team, and this team. And then you start scoreboard and go, okay, now, for whatever reason, now Phoenix, you know, remember that? Remember Phoenix was like great against the Kings, gets just stomped by the Lakers, and now Phoenix wants to win again.
Right.
Like, I watched the game last night. It was like, oh, wow, KD is still KD. You know, and so you start going, okay, man, maybe, you know, if you get to the end, and I mean, it this does happen in sports. Mm-hmm. You say, you know what? Do we really want to, you know, scratch and claw to get to 10 and then have to win like 2 road games for the chance to play Oklahoma City in the first round? Hmm. You know, I mean, you would love to believe the competitor and guy says yes, but human nature kicks in too, and you're like, you know what? Sometimes, you know, you're going to have guys who check out. I'm not saying anyone on this team has checked out. I don't know the guys. Mm-hmm. I got to say that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could get to a point where you do see guys say, you know what? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, part of it is just, you know, kind of like some of those breaks they got when they were winning 40-plus, they're not getting some of those same breaks. Some of it's just kind of like, you know, things swing the other way. You know, Sabonis has missed more games what this year than he probably has the last couple of years. You know, you have a major trade and during the season, just a lot going on. You know, I guess the assistant GM is going to go hang out in Utah now. And
good luck.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, from top to bottom, it's just, you know, and then, it, you know, and I think too is that it's kind of the mental aspect too is that with the whole De'Aaron trade, all those articles come out saying De'Aaron didn't want to do, you know, he didn't want Mike Brown gone. You know, and all that stuff, you know, gets, you know, guys read that, hear it, think about it, and go, kind of, especially with some of the things that happened with the Kings in the past, you go, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to win? What are we trying to do? And if we don't feel like the people upstairs are invested all the way, why should we? I'm not saying that's what they're, where they're there right now, but this has been a lot for a team that's like ninth, and, you know, they're, you know, you would think that they were, you know, so much drama, they'd be like, terrible, and they're not a terrible team. It's kind of a middle of the road 500 team,
yeah,
which is good enough to get you pop maybe in the play-in, assuming that, you know, maybe Dallas tells AD, you proved your point, we don't want you playing anymore, we want a draft pick.
Before you continue, Russell Wilson is headed to the New York Giants.
Oh, they finally get him in New York.
A 1-year deal worth up to up to $21 million, $10.5 million guaranteed.
Whew. All right.
Well, that's a hell of a quarterback room. Russ and Jameis.
Oh, the Jameis is.
Oh, I just want. We need to do a Hard Knocks again with just the quarterback room.
What are the Giants trying to accomplish?
I have no idea.
Well, you got to get a competent quarterback back there.
And then they need to draft one. Yeah, but just for
so is that what they're doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
They might.
I hope they draft one too, just for our own entertainment purposes. Imagine like Shador Russell. That could be like a little YouTube show. I'd watch that every day. Yeah. You know, Shador. You know, because I still think on the low, Russell is way cooler. I think Russell kind of acted in some of the corny stuff.
Hey, Seattle.
I think Russell's on that Wayne Brady skit from Chappelle Show. When the cameras come. You know. Yeah, you know, because, you know, I would just love to catch them behind the scenes and see Jameis cracking jokes and them like, and Russell just cutting his eyes at him. And here's it's like a movie, like Shador is like the young one in waiting. So, yeah, this is going to be, yeah, I don't know. It's just funny for an organization that everyone said, you know, was like, what's that the last one to have a black quarterback?
Were they? I didn't even know who's the black quarterback they had?
I don't know if they've ever had one, have they?
They had Tyrod Taylor when they were trying to, and they had Geno, didn't they?
That was the Giants?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Giants had Geno?
Yeah, for a quick second. Yeah.
Yeah. Back when they were
checking. I don't remember that at all.
It was a hot second.
Oh, man, them hot seconds, boy.
Then they realized what they did.
Whoa, man. That's, hey. That's Jason's quarterback.
No, not Geno.
He don't mean it like that.
Yeah, the fact that they...
Oh, they realized they got a black quarterback.
Like, wait a minute. Right. Hey, how'd he get in here?
You're like, whoa, chill. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Hey, Jesse points out that means your boy almost certainly
that's
is...
That's his boy.
That's your guy winding up with the Steelers.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Mike Tomlin. They just can't get him some decent.
I can't believe, man, I don't understand football.
I'm just like, God.
I don't understand football, dude.
They just going to age Mike Tomlin another 30. You know, I mean, but Aaron got to go to Minnesota just for our laughs.
Mike Tomlin's hairline's going to go bad now.
It's
like
gone.
All these,
it's been gone. He's been dealing with all these sorry quarterbacks.
Yeah, now
yeah,
he
at least he got the enhancements in, though.
He got the answer. I think he was straight bald. I don't know.
BK Tomlin?
I could be wrong.
I don't think Tomlin's bald, is he?
I think he is.
I thought Tomlin had the little hairline enhancers.
He gave it up.
No,
he ain't going Doc Rivers.
Oh, Mike. All right.
Well, we'll talk about Doc tomorrow because he agrees. I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Oh, God.
I wish they tell the whole story.
Sometimes they don't realize how crazy the stuff they say. I was hoping that was fake. I was hoping that he was not defending at least we won three games.
Yeah.
To tell the whole story. It's like you won three and you lost the series and you're up 3-1. How about you just skip the story? Why would you want to rehash that? But hold up a second. But we were up 3-1, though. It's like, nah, let's just go ahead and move on with our lives. Yeah, but, yeah, it's just, man, Mike Tomlin's got to have some, I mean, Pickens and Aaron Rodgers together should be.
Yeah,
DK Metcalf. I mean, do the Steelers have a rule that they got to have at least one receiver they got to worry about?
Apparently,
I mean,
yes, so.
A.B., Martavius Bryant. I mean, they must have that on their board in the draft, like character issues.
Let's make sure we find the character issue.
Let's have a receiver who will go live from on Facebook in the locker room. Check.
Juju, all those guys. Hey, Jay, real quick.
Nice Juju. It's a Long Beach Poly guy.
In like 10 seconds, you covered the guy. Did you ever think Mike Bibby would be a head coach? Mm.
I didn't cover him, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, you didn't cover him. Okay.
I missed Mike, but yeah. I'm not shocked. I mean, especially given where he's landing to. I think Sac State's been trying to take a big swing and, you know, whether it was football, basketball. So, good, happy for him, good for Mike. You know, I think it's a, you know, it's a, you know, if you're going to start your college career, he had a good run as a prep coach too. So I think it'll, you know, be fun to watch.
Yes, sir.
I've got some lady friends who want to go to games now. So that's, if that means anything.
There you go. Jay, we appreciate you, man. Thank you as always, my brother.
No problem. We know the Hornets going to have the best weight program in basketball.
Oh, man.
That's fact.
They about to be walking around like this.
Appreciate right, you, Jay. Y'all. Yes, sir.